The Jonesboro Economical Transit System is working on its development plan over the next 3 to 5 years. As it continues to move forward with that plan, the city's transit system, also known as JETS, is bringing in an expert from Fort Smith to talk about how that city developed its transit system over the past 14 years. That meeting takes place this afternoon at 4 at the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce. Director of JETS is Steve Ewart.
Well, JETS will soon be 7 years old. We started in 2006, and we are now moving really in the latter part of our first phase. We've had, up until the last month, we've had some tremendous ridership increases over the last year and a half. When fuel goes below $3.25 a gallon, sometimes we begin to see our ridership decrease just a little bit. And the cold weather's really hurt us a little bit in the last couple months. But overall, JETS has really been on a growth surge. We're trying to get to where we can implement some new routes that'll be 30-minute loops that really give a lot better service to our clients and actually help develop a more comprehensive system for the whole community.
According to Ewart, the idea for a transit system in Jonesboro started in the 1990s when there was a big drive to get those Arkansans who were on welfare to the workforce. Ewart, who was the director of adult education at that time, says vouchers were provided to people to go to school and get training, and even to provide transportation to get to work. When the vouchers went away, the employees did as well. One of the main issues was how to get people to work when they did not have transportation to get to work. Ewart says he began to realize there was a real need for daily transportation in Jonesboro. He did research to look at what other cities were doing that were comparable to Jonesboro and realized transit systems were utilized in cities such as Fort Smith, Arkansas, Paducah, Kentucky, and many other towns. Ewart was part of a committee of the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce that conducted studies for at least 5 years on what it would take to place a transit system in Jonesboro, and JETS started in 2006. Ewart says it started off as a very popular transportation choice, one that was overwhelmingly supported by voters.
It's been an interesting time. We started off fairly well. In 2008, one of the agreements was that we had to have a referendum in the 2008 election. The citizens of Jonesboro voted 86% in favor of maintaining JETS, keeping it going. So, you know, we began to do some long-term planning after that. And in 2009, we began to realize that we had grown a little faster than what our local funding would support. So we had to go through some pretty significant retrenchment in 2010. We had to cut our routes by about 55%. We had to lay off some employees, unfortunately. But we went through a period where we really did some analysis, real-time analysis, just exactly what it would take to have a viable public transit system for our city. And that process, I think, is over. Our board did a transit development plan last year, finished it up in November of 2012, and pretty well set a pretty ambitious but very achievable 3 to 5 year goal for JETS developing a type of service that would be more attractive to the university community. So university students are not going to wait an hour on a bus, and we know that. That's not what is done nationally. You know, we know what we have to do. Senior citizens aren't going to wait an hour on a bus. They want something a little bit more timely than that. So we kind of know where we're going with it. We've done our homework. We've looked at all the communities that look anything like us, anywhere in a 500-mile radius. I mean, we've looked at Tyler, Texas. We've looked at Monroe, Louisiana. We've looked at Columbia, Missouri. You know, and we know where we got to go. We know what we've got to do, and it's just developing the community support to get there.
And Ewart tells what needs to be done.
Right now, JETS has three routes, and those three routes basically serve the most transit-needy sections of our community. Those three routes do what's called, in transit language, a headway, an hour headway. We have an hour loop. And those three routes intersect with each other. What we know that we have to do is we have to develop a central transfer station to make it a more functional, more effective, more efficient service. And we've got a piece of city property located that we're trying to develop funding for, just right over, just off campus, on Caraway and Matthews, where the old fire station used to be. So that's a piece of it. We know that we've got to get to 30-minute loops, and we're in the process of doing that. We know that we've got to provide a transit service that will be attractive to international students, which means that needs to go a little later in the evenings and maybe even Saturdays. That's something we don't do right now. The international students have approached us every year for the last 3 years. They did a documentary. One of your grad students here did a documentary on us 2 years ago, basically saying where our deficiencies were. And we agree with everything she came up with. It's just that it takes some more funding to get us there. So we know what we need to look like. We know what the community wants us to be. And it's, again, we just have to make sure that we ask the right questions and we put together the right coalitions to build that level of support.
Steve Eward, who's director of JETS, he says another concern is trying to provide transportation for routes that have not been established yet. That being transportation to and from Highway 49 to service the new NEA Baptist campus that hasn't opened as of yet, and the new businesses that are locating between Stadium Boulevard and the fairgrounds. Eward says JETS receives a lot of federal money to help with the transit system. He says what is needed is more local support of JETS. Eward says there is support from the Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin and members of the city council about JETS, but he says there needs to be more dialogue from local leaders about what the needs are and how to move more resources into transit. To get another city's perspective on what another town is doing, for the city of Fort Smith has received support, and the JETS Advisory Board and the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce's Transportation Committee is holding a public meeting at 4 o'clock today in the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce. The director of Fort Smith's transit system, Ken Savage, will address the meeting today. Savage has been director of Fort Smith's transit system since 1999 and oversees a transit system that runs 6 days a week and includes 5 bus routes and well over 100 stops, as well as a trolley system that runs through downtown Fort Smith. Fort Smith has a population of about 80,000 people and is roughly 72 square miles, and growth continues on the outskirts of town. According to Savage, the transit started with 3 or 4 demand buses to provide curb-to-curb service and has grown to what it is today. County sales tax was passed to help with financing the transit system in Fort Smith, and he tells what the biggest challenge is that's facing every transit system.
Well, I think the challenges that every transit system, finds is funding. It's very difficult, and doing the best that you can with the dollars that you have, and some of the things that we've been able to do is we've been able to put in some capital investments and leverage some in-kind contributions that enabled us to provide some facilities and things for our passengers that are greatly needed. So we've been able to grow, but it's been baby steps along the way, and you always have a number of challenges, and funding is not always the biggest challenge. It's one of them certainly, but as you grow into public transit, you find that if you have to add shelters in or amenities in, some of those have to be on private property. And so, you have to be kind of creative in how you can work with the property owners and come to an agreement that this is a benefit for them as well. And just things like that, just working with the public.
And he tells what some keys to success could be.
And I think part of it is it's going to take partnerships. And, there are a lot of agencies out there. There's a lot of health and human service agencies out there that receives some type of funding, for transportation. And I know, Fort Smith itself is going to have to start looking to some of those agencies, to see if there's partnerships that we can provide or we can gain to provide access or even a greater access to the places in Fort Smith. So, it's you always keep your eyes open to, new possibilities. And certainly, we have a university here in Fort Smith, and they're growing as well. And as they grow outward, they eat up their parking spaces, to grow towards. And so as they do that, public transportation becomes more attractive and more utilized. And so I suspect, we'll be partnering with them in the very near future as well And I'm sure Jonesboro has some of those same challenges.
And he says that during the meeting that will take place at 4 o'clock today, he'll be telling some of the things that Fort Smith has done and giving advice and tips on what Jonesboro can do as well. That is open to the public, and that takes place at 4 o'clock today, and that'll be at the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce, a joint meeting of the JETS Community Advisory Board and also the Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce's Transportation Committee.